Back when I was in seminary at St. John's, spent my semester in the Holy Land, we visited a valley. It's called the Valley of Shechem. Now, if you took Gordon Peck's class, you'd know all about it, because you would know that that's where Joshua put the Ten Commandments. They built a little temple there. You would know that. And that's where the temple was for 400 years. Well, we visited that valley, and I will never, ever forget it because of the smell. Because right now, that valley is the garlic capital of Israel. And whoa, man. Well, you're safe from vampires anyway. What a smell. You'll never forget that. Well, I went down to the remains of the temple. And of course, it's built on a water source. Everything in the Middle East is built on a source for water, fresh water. And there's a spring there. And today, there's piping there and a modern pump and a huge water trough, about twice the size as one of our pews. And while we were there, two shepherds came down with their flocks, one from the hills on one side, one from the hills on the other. And the sheep intermingled. They turned on the pump and put water in the trough, and the sheep were drinking. Now, Father Castello, our scripture professor, was with us on this trip. And he said to the guy, let's wait a bit. I want the seminarians to see how the shepherds separate the sheep. Because the sheep are now all intermingled around there. How do they do this? Well, when they got done watering, one shepherd went out to one side and the other shepherd to the other. And they called out as kind of like a song. They used their voice and they sang like a song. The sheep recognized the voice of their shepherd. So some went this way and some went that there, following the voice of the shepherd. How do the sheep know the voice of the shepherd? Well, the shepherd had to be there at lambing time when the lambs are born. And he's going to be up for a lot of nights. And when the lamb is born, he's going to pick up the lamb and talk very loudly into the ear of the lamb so that the lamb never forgets the voice of the shepherd. And that sheep will follow two voices the rest of its life, the voice of its mother and the voice of the shepherd. And that's how he controls the flock, through his voice. The sheep follow the shepherd, so the shepherd can take them to fresh water, take them to green pastures, and protect them because of the voice. And if a sheep gets lost, it's presumed that sheep forgot the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd goes and finds it. Now, you've probably often seen that beautiful picture of the lamb on the shoulders of the shepherd, and it looks really nice. It's not. The shepherd's not carrying the sheep because the sheep's hurt. He's carrying the sheep so he can push the sheep's head up against his mouth and yell real loud all the way back home. It's almost as if listening to your parent yell at you if you forgot to do a chore or something, although that's probably very rare. But that's what's happening. It's all about the voice. Well, we are the flock of the Lord. We are the Lord's flock. So we have to listen and follow the voice of our shepherd. So to be good sheep, we have to concentrate on that voice. Now we hear his voice in the scriptures. We come to Mass, we hear the voice proclaimed, we hear the scriptures. And we at St. Malachy are offering you every Monday through Saturday, as we expect to see you on Sunday, Monday through Saturday, we offer you the gospel. I'll read you the daily gospel and give you an explanation so you can hear God's voice through the gospel every day. It's on our website. Or if you just want to sit in a quiet place in your own home, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and quietly read some scriptures or just pray. Just quietly pray. That works too. Because the more we spend time listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd, we follow the Good Shepherd. And he will lead us not only to green pastures, he will lead us to the eternal pasture, we will be with him, the Father, and the Holy Spirit for all time.